SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, government to turn its focus on the homeless of downtown Kingston. And later we bring you facts about autism. We're going Roundabout JA.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
The government will be implementing measures to reduce the number of homeless persons living on the nation's streets, particularly in Kingston. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says the ministry will be looking to provide $24 million to upgrade services at the Poor Relief Department drop-in center on Hanover Street in downtown during this financial year.
A new board of supervision has been appointed. We intend to involve the Poor Relief Department more, strengthening the Poor Relief Department.
Mr. McKenzie says the ministry and the department's board of supervision will also be discussing plans to improve the service to the poor in other parts of the country, while noting that the overall provision of alternative arrangements for persons living on the streets will not be accomplished overnight. Mr. McKenzie says it is one of the ministry's top priorities. The Poor Relief Department is the statutory body that supervises and monitors the delivery of aid under the parish councils. It provides non-institutional as well as institutional care for adults and children who may be on the registered roll as a ward of the state, or they may also be destitute persons receiving temporary assistance. If you need assistance or additional information, call 922-69367 or visit your local parish council. Vision 2030 Jamaica will increase our sense of security by transforming our society into one which conforms to the rule of law, respects and preserves the rights of all, and centers around a set of shared values. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Before we go, symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person, depending on the severity of the disorder. Symptoms may even go unrecognized in young children. The following red flags may indicate your child is at risk for ASD. No big smiles or warm, joyful expressions by 6 months old. No back and forth sharing of sounds, smiles, or other facial expressions by 9 months. And any loss of speech, babbling, or social skills at any age. If your child exhibits any of the following, please don't delay in asking your pediatrician or family doctor for an evaluation. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks so much for listening. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. We could be in your area next. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.